Welcome to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know it, the Christmas season is now officially upon us. Welcome, one and all, to our Thanksgiving weekend holiday special of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. We're live tonight, Saturday, November 24th, coming to you from our flagship AM radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM-FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online, thepoliticalcesspool.org. This truly is the most special and spiritual time of the year. For many reasons, but just in general, I love the time of year between October 1st and January 1st. You get into the fall, you go through Halloween, up into Thanksgiving, then the Christmas season, on into New Year's and New Year's Eve and day. And the weather's great. It was in the 40s today in Memphis, and I just love it. I love it when you can bundle up and go outside, and it's chilly, not too cold, but just cold enough to give you a little nip, a little chill down your spine. I love everything about this time of year, Keith, and I had one of the greatest Thanksgivings in recent memory. On Thursday, my wife and I woke up, and we went out to her family's Thanksgiving about 20 miles down the road and had a great time early that afternoon, watched the first of a couple of football games on TV, and fellowshipped with her side of the family, the in-laws. Then we came back out to my house in Bartlett and had dinner with my side of the family, which was equally enjoyable, just back-to-back great times. Then my wife and I went out and did something that I've never done before and had always sworn off, but I figured, you know, let's have the experience and let's share it together. We went Black Friday shopping, although Black Friday starts on Thursday now, if you didn't know it. And we went out and got some good deals for the for our baby, for our daughter. And yeah, the crowds were bad. If I don't quite make it to heaven and they say, son, you fell just short, where you want to go? You want to go to hell or do you want to spend eternity at Walmart on Black Friday? To that I would answer, well, Satan can't be that bad. I mean, surely it's a bum rap somewhere. But despite the lines, despite the anarchy, it was something we did together. It was a bonding experience to go to war like that. Yesterday, Keith, on Friday, woke up early. Got the Christmas CDs out for the first time this year, popped in some Christmas music. We pulled down the Christmas decorations out of the attic, put up the tree. We haven't trimmed the tree yet. It's up. The lights are up. We haven't decorated it yet. But we took our daughter out to Starry Nights last night at Shelby Farms, which for those of you who don't live in Memphis, Starry Nights is just this Christmas light spectacular going through a huge park here in the Memphis area. You drive through it. Today we took her to see a movie, and we met Santa Claus at the Pink Palace Museum at the Enchanted Forest. I mean, we have jumped into the Christmas season with both feet from Thanksgiving on through yesterday and today. I love it. How was your Thanksgiving, my friend? And great to have you here on this holiday weekend installment.
Thank you, James. My Christmas was wonderful. I meant Christmas, excuse me, Thanksgiving. In fact, I kind of like you fold both holidays in together. I actually put up my Christmas tree last weekend. I couldn't wait. I wanted to jump the gun on it. You know, my wife, God rest her soul, when she was alive, wouldn't let me put up a Christmas tree until December the 10th. But I love Christmas. You know, I'm not one of these modern people that thinks that Halloween is the best holiday. In fact, it's a pale shadow of Christmas as far as I'm concerned, as far as a holiday. And let me tell you, don't stop celebrating Christmas on January the 1st. Remember the song, The 12 Days of Christmas? The Christmas season is from December the 25th until January the 6th. January 6th is in the church calendar Epiphany. And the Christmas season is from the 25th until January the 6th. So all these people that tell you you've got to get your Christmas tree down by January the 1st or it's bad luck, I don't know what type of apostasy that comes from, but you know, the Christmas season actually goes on for 12 days, so that's what I do. And furthermore, I had such a great time down at my in-laws, down at my mother-in-law's house with all the family. And there's a big family. My wife had a big family. Everybody was there, plus plenty of guests. You know, she invites people that she knows from her church, for example, that don't have family to go to for Christmas or for Thanksgiving, and brings them over to the house. So we had a great time watching football games, drinking beer, having plenty of turkey and dressing and all sorts of great home cooking. That's the way that you're in, family is important. And holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas focus on the importance of family. And, of course, the left's primary mission is to destroy the influence of the nuclear family, because that's the traditional way in which values are passed down from one generation to another. And they want to undermine the influence of the family, of the parents, in transmitting values and wisdom to the younger generation. And you can see what a messed up younger generation we have now. In fact, and it's not an accident. For example, I noticed in this last election, for the first time, you know, the left had been batting zero as far as getting gay marriage approved by referendum. Well, in this last election, with the adulteration of the American electorate, with third worlders pouring in, just as the left planned it in the 65 Immigration Act and with open borders. Now, in this last election, four states approved or legalized gay marriage, James. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm trying not to, because I'm still trying to enjoy the opening of the show before we get into all of that heinous stuff that the political cesspool is known for. And we will get into it. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, it's a 3-hour show. But we wanted to start it off on a little bit of a brighter beat. And it truly was a great Thanksgiving, a time during which, of course, we count our many blessings. And I'm fortunate enough to have them, a great family, great friends, people like you, Keith, in my life. And, of course, the listening audience and the people who make this show possible. I'm very thankful to God and everyone else for the fans of this show, the production staff, the Bushman family, Liberty News Radio, and that I have the ability to do something that I love, something that I believe and know for a fact is making a positive difference in the lives of many. What a great time of year. It is a time for family. The audience is part of our extended family. And we're going to have a lot of fun together, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's going to be kind of a laid-back night. We have no guests. It's still part of the holiday weekend. But between now and each show we have between here and Christmas, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be festive. We've got some great guests lined up. And then the last couple of weeks before Christmas, we're going to be sharing with you some of that great Christmas music. You know, I get chills. I put them in and got chills listening to some of those songs for the first time in many months on Friday, yesterday, as we were decorating the den and starting to get the tree put up. But folks, I hope everyone out there had a Thursday and a Friday and a Saturday as enjoyable as the one Keith and I've had. I mean, that's how racists do it, right, Keith? I mean, press goes out of their way. The press goes out of their way to paint us as evil people. Well, that's how we do it. We love our families. We spend time decorating our houses for Christmas, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, cutting turkey, doing these things. That's backwards. That's not the way it's supposed to be, right? Wrong. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay tuned. We're just getting revved up.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up three or four times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to CardioPrim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
By now in New York City, there's snow on the ground. And out in California, the sunshine's falling down. And maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in light. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie.
All right, there it was, folks. That was it. Christmas in Dixie. Unexpected addition to TPC Live tonight, November 24th. James Edwards, Keith, I was sharing with our producer and owner, operator Sam Bushman, during the break that the last couple of weeks before Christmas we're going to be playing a lot of Christmas songs on the show, and he said, well, how about we work in Christmas and Dixie just right now, give him a little taste, a little tease. And I said, why not? You can't start too early. This is the official Christmas season. It's not the holiday season, it's the Christmas season. We say Merry Christmas. That's what we have over our mantle at our fireplace in our home. Like all good bigots and ne'er-do-wells, we say Merry Christmas. That's what we have. Anyway, folks, we are going to have a lot of fun during the Christmas season with you, and we're glad to have you here with us this evening. And you can't take too much time to share with your audience how you feel and give them a little peek into your life behind the scenes. We enjoy doing that, and we hope you enjoy hearing those kinds of things. There was one person, at least one person, Keith, who did not have a good Thanksgiving weekend, and that was Angelina Jolie. She doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving. As families across America gathered to give thanks, one star was determined to make sure her family didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. That was Angelina Jolie, so the story reads. Friends of the actress say that Jolie is completely grossed out, quote-unquote, by the centuries-old American holiday. Jolie hates Thanksgiving and wants no part in rewriting history like so many other Americans. To celebrate what the white settlers did to the Indians, the domination of one culture over another, just isn't her style. She definitely doesn't want to teach her multiracial family how to celebrate the story of murder. That's a direct quote from Angelina Jolie. Obviously, as we know, political correctness is a mental illness. She suffers a stage 5 manifestation of the disorder. But Keith, to that I would say, you know, so she hates the fact that white people made America prosperous. She hates the fact that we created a culture here and a society in which she can make tens of millions of dollars, you know, making movies. Apparently, she would have been better off in her mind if she had been born to a spear-chucking tribe living in tents. You know, why not? You know, what she can do, she can trade her multi-million-dollar mansion in for a teepee, or she can go live on a reservation or a casino. And no disrespect to the American Indians, but we've talked about this issue until we're blue in the face about, you know, the discrepancies and the inconsistencies and the stories about what happened. Obviously, there were hostilities from them towards the white settlers. It wasn't as if white Europeans came here and disrupted some sort of a Indian utopia during which it was a united culture. There was thousands of squabbling tribes, squatters, doing battle and war and genocide among each other. And you've seen Doctari, the weaker animal always goes. And it's been that way throughout history. Everyone's better off now as a result of the advancements and technological movings forward that came with the culture that our people brought. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's not the story. The story is Angelina hates Thanksgiving, and Brad doesn't get any turkey.
Brad has all the turkey he can handle with Angelina, I'm afraid. This is, you know, I like that Doctari comment you meant, that the weaker animal always succumbs. Unfortunately, because liberalism is the modern face of evil, and because it is a disease, and Angelina, like you said, is suffering from the disease in a terminal state. She's at stage 5. White people are the strong group that should be prevailing, but liberalism as a virus has created self-hatred among a significant portion of the white population. Angelina is exhibit 1 in that particular observation. And because of that, you're going to see an inferior third world America develop if people like Angelina Jolie get her way. And make no bones about it, her opposition to Thanksgiving is rooted in her white guilt and anti-white animus. This is what drives liberalism. And, of course, liberalism predominates, not only predominates, it almost is exclusively exists. If you hear even a rumor that somebody in Hollywood like her father, John Voight, is even slightly conservative, like John Voight is kind of a neoconservative. Well, as you see, his career is over. The career of everybody in Hollywood that is not an over-the-top liberal like Angelina Jolie is basically kaput. Look at Mel Gibson. Look at Charlton Heston. Look at Yeah, right. He's dead, but he definitely faded out. Look what happened to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was driven into politics by the fact that the hierarchy in Hollywood concluded that he was too conservative, and they basically cut him out from any type of jobs. He was, you know, went from being a Class A movie attraction star to hosting Death Valley Days, sponsored by 20 Mule Team Borax before it was all over with. But he was driven into politics basically because Hollywood decided they were going to ruin his career. So it doesn't surprise me at all that we see people like Angelina Jolie competing with other addle-headed liberal Hollywood stars and starlets trying to prove who is the most anti-white, who is the most liberal among the luminaries in Hollywood, because being a liberal and being a self-hating white pays in Hollywood.
Well, apparently it does, and she's certainly the focal point of adoration from all the people you wouldn't want to have it from. This has been one of our most popular articles on the blog this week, and one of our fans has written a very interesting and spot-on commentary. He asks rhetorically, does Angelina Jolie hate what the Turks, Mongols, and yes, the American Indians did to Europeans? Europe was invaded by Mongols and Turks, who were quite savage. Sobieski beat them back from Vienna, and Martel beat them back from France. But the larger point is that this is what happens over the course of civilization. Mongols invade Europe. French Normans invade England. Danes invade England. England invades France. Goths and Vandals invade the Roman Empire. Europeans invade America. Germans invade France and Poland. Arapahoes invade Shoshones. And this was something that, again, happened within all of the so-called native tribes here. It is just a fact of nature. It's a fact of history. And why is she still belaboring the point? I mean, you know, it's how many hundreds of years have to pass before she can get over it?
And, of course, she's ignoring the very big picture, you know, the most salient feature of the white triumph in the world, which is that white societies are the ones that are the most desirable of all, and people who have been conquered by whites live in the most desirable societies of all.
We'll be back right after this.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. 449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
All right, folks, I mean, look.
And if you ever
Christmas
saw it,
is coming early.
You would even
to the Political Cesspool radio program. I was talking with Sam Bushman during the break. Unlike Keith, I can't start my Christmas celebration before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has got to have its day. I saw people with Christmas lights up last week on my street, and I was like, you know, it's just not time yet. But Friday morning, we got going hard and heavy, and I recounted some of that at the very top of the show. Christmas music, oh, I've listened to a lot of it. We're going to listen to a lot more. I'd planned on playing some Christmas songs the last couple of weeks before the big day on the show, but I guess we're just going to get started tonight. Let's just do it all the way through from here on out. The Christmas season is upon us. Not everybody getting into it, though, yet, Keith. And you know, Angelina Jolie was bashing Thanksgiving. That's just a warm-up to the attacks on Christmas that will be sustained this year by those of us who celebrate the faith and the season. The war on Christmas continues as just another front that has been opened in the culture war, and every year the menorahs get bigger on the White House lawn while the nativity scenes continue to vanish from the courthouse square. We will be following them. All right, we're going to get to a story somewhat related to Thanksgiving before we move forward. We got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. Laid back, fun, easygoing show. Relaxed. But first, we got a caller all the way in Alaska. Chris in Alaska, listening to TPC tonight here in the mainland. Chris, what can we do for you?
Well, James, I just want to say thank you for the program, and God bless you all, first of all. But
God bless you, too.
Point. I believe Eddie talked about this last week, that there's some of a secession movement up here in Alaska, and that why I think that everybody ought to be both listening to the political cesspool and supporting the League of the South and other folks who are trying to secede from Leviathan in Washington, D.C., and that is, I don't live in Memphis. I don't know anything about Memphis. I've never been there. I would melt in July.
so do we.
You would freeze if you came up here. And I don't want to tell you how to live in Memphis, and I don't want to tell folks in Alabama how to live down there, and you're not trying to tell me how to live up here. And I appreciate that. And I'm not, and you're not trying to tell me how to, what I can do on Sunday with my church, and you're not trying to tell me how to organize my economic life, and if I can drill for oil or not, or if I can mine or not, or any of that kind of stuff. And just being honest with each other, you and I both know that the people who do most of the productive work in this country are white Christian men, and the Washington has proved that they're hostile to you. And it's not racism or bigotry to point out that you know, certain groups don't like you if you're a productive white Christian.
Right.
And you know, we aren't out to get anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody. We don't hate anybody. We just want to be left alone to be able to work hard 5 days a week and enjoy ourselves on the weekends. That's it.
Chris, my friend, this is your first time to call, but I couldn't agree with you more, and I already feel somewhat of a kindred spirit towards you. We can, you know, rectify the fact you've never been to Memphis if you want to come down and take the tour. Keith has something to say in response from you, but very good call, very articulately stated.
Thank you, sir, and you have a good day.
Okay, Chris, we're going to have to start getting interested in doing more than keeping our nose down and working 5 days a week. That's what the left uses against us. They are paid to be social revolutionaries. Have you noticed all of the, you know, if you look in the want ads of your newspaper and mine, you won't see a lot of openings or a lot of want ads offering jobs as social revolutionaries. But You can be a preacher at a mainline Protestant church or the Roman Catholic Church, for example. And basically, you can be paid and have a little sinecure to be a social revolutionary. Likewise, if you vote, if you work for a so-called NGO, non-governmental organization, that would be these various charities. Have you noticed up there in Alaska, like we have down here in Memphis, that virtually all the charities have been subverted by the left? The left takes over the charities, and every, for example, social event that you read about in the Memphis newspaper is a fundraiser for some left-wing charity that basically provides help to non-whites and never provides help to white people.
Again, Chris, thanks for the call. Keith, thanks for the response. There you have it. You know, up there, all the way up in Alaska, you know, it never ceases to amaze me where people who listen to this show come from. The fact that we get emails all the time from folks in Europe saying that they're listening to us as they do their morning jog or workout at the gym. They've downloaded the show, listening to it on their iPod from all over the world. This show is reaching people and having an impact, and we're very blessed to be able to say that. Victoria's Secret, Keith, moving on, is in trouble again. This is the second time this in the last couple of months that Victoria's Secret finds itself dodging accusations of racism. In September, as you may remember, we did cover it on the show, the lingerie mecca chain caught flack from the politically correct crowd over an advertisement that featured a white woman dressed as a sexy little geisha. That would be a Japanese woman, I guess. Now, you can only imagine the response they got from the establishment after parading out a white woman scantily clad as an American Indian during their 2012 fashion show in New York. Here is an article that was written in response to the fact that a white woman came out wearing an Indian headdress. Wednesday night, the fashion show featured model Katie Kloss in a leopard print bikini accessorized with fringe-covered heels strutting down the catwalk in a floor-length feathered war bonnet. As a Victoria's Secret customer, I am livid. After years of patronage and loyalty to the Victoria's Secret brand, I am repaid with the mean-spirited, disrespectful trivialization of my blood ancestry. This is apparently a American Indian writing. And the proud Native identity I've worked to install in my children. Well, it's interesting, first of all, Keith, that an American Indian can proudly install a heritage and culture into their children, but when we do it, we get called all sorts of names. But anyway, the writer continues by saying, I've got news for you, Victoria's Secret. Consider yourself boycotted. Perhaps it's time for us to resume the feminist practice of bra burning. Regardless, this native girl is ready to go commando. Why is this practice offensive to natives? The author writes, let's peel away the layers of racist onion. For one, the model has no business wearing a war bonnet at all. Not only is she not native, she hasn't earned the honor. Among my people, the Sioux, war bonnets are exclusively worn by men, and each feather within a war bonnet is symbolic of the brave act of valor accomplished by that man. So, Keith, that's the article. New motto of America, whine about everything. First of all, number one, isn't women dressing and acting like men what feminism is all about? It seems like they would love this. And secondly, I can guarantee you, and we have the picture of the offending model wearing the headdress on our website, there ain't a single American Indian man that had any problem with it. If they took a look, I can promise you that.
See, that is what's so incredible. You know, there's no way not to transgress the taboos of political correctness. We're supposed to believe that women, anything you can do, I can do better. In other words, women can do everything that men can do. So why in the world is this sexist, misogynist American Indian saying that it's wrong for a woman to wear a war bonnet because that's exclusively for men? Well, you know, I thought the feminists were busy tearing down those barriers for the past 40 years at least. So, and furthermore, you know, let the American Indians boycott Victoria's Secret's, and their products all they want. I guarantee you that it's not 0.1% of their receipts. This is absurd. Why? We give every minority group a heckler's veto. We give every sorehead, every you know, chronic malcontent in the world control over our culture and our you know, the popular culture, classical culture, everything. Why do we put up with this? Why don't we just tell these people to shove a sock in? This is another wonderful argument for secession. If we have secession, we basically can tell Hollywood, we can tell all of these liberal commandos, as she's called herself, from Blue State America, to stuff a sock in it. We're going to do things our way, and if you don't like it, don't let the door hit you in the ass when you leave.
Well, Keith got fired up there, obviously, as well he should. I mean, when is enough going to be enough? Everybody, you know, the more that the government has done to displace the founding stock, to dispossess the majority in terms of affirmative action, quotas, set-asides, forced integration, and right on down the line, all the things that they've done to not only level the playing field but give them a heads up, the cries and shrieks and accusation of racism, if you've noticed, have only increased 100-fold. We got to take a break. We'll be back
right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle. Jingle Bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away.
That's the good stuff right there. Man, that's it right there. That's Christmas music. Now that's the fun stuff. I don't want to say secular because it has such a negative connotation, but that's the fun music. Now we're going to play some of the spiritual Christmas hymns as well over the course of the next month. Apparently we're getting started tonight. Bobby Helms, you know what that song makes me think of? One of the greatest Christmas movies of all time, Lethal Weapon, with Mel Gibson and Gary Busey. That is the opening song to Lethal Weapon for whatever reason. I guess because it's the opening song of Lethal Weapon. Every time I hear that song, I think about that movie, which is a good movie, you know, for an action film.
I'll tell you why I like it, because there's nobody who has a Southern twang like Bobby Helms. He's actually from Southern Indiana, which is more Southern than just about any place else in the Midwest. And this, that voice is just quintessential rockabilly twang, and it is preserved for the benefit of succeeding generations by the fact that that was a big hit. He had two hits. His other big hit was You Are My Special Angel, which is another one we ought to be playing sometime. But again, wonderful voice, wonderful Southern white male. We love to celebrate that here at the Political Cesspool.
Southern Indiana is, at least now, more Southern than Miami, Florida, as far as that goes. But, you know, I brought some Christmas music into the studio tonight as well, and it's a rare thing. It's hard to find, but when you got the hookup, you got the connection, you can get it. Keith, tell him what we were listening to just before showtime tonight.
Another one of our favorites, Frankie Valli, the Four Seasons Christmas album. That's great. And by the way, getting back to Bobby Helms, guess which state out of the Midwest, north of the Ohio River, actually was a red state in this last election? Why, none other than Indiana. It's part of us, folks.
All right, that being said, and we are live, unrehearsed, and uncensored, and we can take detours from time to time. It is our show. But here's an interesting story. A frequent critic of the Political Cesspool has been arrested this week on, of all things, child pornography charges. It's just such a despicable and horrible story. I have problems even reading the headline. It's just so distasteful. But, you know, the anti-white crowd who attacks TPC have always proven themselves to be a very low character. But a guy that's been attacking us here locally, on the local radio airwaves and even on television from time to time, another Memphis radio host, he's a colleague, I guess you could call that, at least as far as being a Memphis radio host is concerned. He once shared a studio with us, Keith, before you came on as a co-host. One Thaddeus Matthews, a black man, I hesitate to use the word gentleman here, although I do normally refer to my adversaries as gentlemen because I am one. But this fella, when we first started back in 2004, we would pass him in the hall at the studio. And so we know him and he knows us. And although I didn't hear it, back in 2008, when I was working on putting on a conference here in town, Keith, you'll remember the one, it was said that he spent just days consecutively on his show, which is now on a different station. I don't even know if it's on the air anymore after his arrest. But he spent days threatening us. And one person called me and said, you got to tune in to Thaddeus. He's saying if you meet him in downtown, you won't walk out of there. And so this is the kind of stuff we have to put up with. These are the kinds of people, the dregs, that we have to take abuse from. But you know the old saying, Keith, if you can't bear the cross, you can't wear the crown. Well, anyway, listen, we're going to play a clip now from a local television affiliate that kind of gives you the background on this story that's breaking in Memphis this week.
Online blogger and shock jock Thaddeus Matthews is fighting several charges of sexual exploitation of a minor. Matthews posted a picture of a toddler involved in a very graphic sexual act with an adult. Memphis police are working to identify her and put Matthews behind bars. WREG's Adam Hammond spoke with Matthews, who is out on a $100,000 bond and wasn't mincing words outside the courtroom.
Did you hear what I said to you? Did all of you hear? You've ran your stories for the past couple of days. I ain't got another thing to say.
But Thaddeus Matthews did have a lot more to say just before he appeared before a judge on three child porn charges.
You made it about me. Now get up my face with this stuff.
Matthews says Memphis police have a vendetta against him, but he doesn't deny posting the disgusting pictures of an unknown grown man and toddler to his Facebook page and his website for the entire world to see.
I don't give a what y'all think about me. One way or the other. Don't give a.
Ultimately, this investigation is not about Thaddeus Matthews. It's about the little girl in that picture and making sure she's safe. And the people here at the Child Advocacy Center say you can help out by not opening or sending that picture if you happen to get it over the internet. If you do send it, you can be charged with a felony. Unfortunately, child porn is very prevalent. According to the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, 20% of all internet porn involves children, and over 20,000 pictures of child porn are posted every week. Matthew says if he's charged, then all the people who went to his website and Facebook page should also be charged, and he says there is no reason he should be under fire. Some would say you did it for the attention.
God, man, do you not understand what just say it? Do you not understand what I just said? I don't need no attention.
Police say you could face federal charges for sending the picture, and they have the technology to track who views the site. Adam Hammond, WREG News Channel 3.
Okay. All right, folks. I cannot tell you over the course of the last 8 years how many times the man you just heard from, the man at the center of this scandal, has publicly attacked me on local radio and television. He used to have his own TV show here in Memphis on the local channel, and he's bounced around to about eight different radio stations here locally. He's been on just about every one. He just gets kicked around. And anyway, this is the kind of people, this is the caliber of people from which we have to take abuse. You know, hardy Christian men such as ourselves, yes, we talk about taboo issues, but we certainly try to do it in a way that takes to task the hypocrisy and double standards with regards to the said issues. But I'm not going to say all of our detractors are this bad. Obviously, when you're talking about something as despicable as child pornography, that's a step even below the SBLC, which is hard to do. But they're all of low character. They lack dignity, have no honor. And did you hear the language he employed? I mean, this is pretty much par for the course from the people that I've known over the years that have attacked our work.
Let me say something. This is really strange putting me in this position, but something in defense of Thaddeus Matthews on this. I understand that what prompted him to do what he did was he was outraged at the photograph of the toddler, who I understand was black, being exploited in this way, and he wanted somebody to identify the child. Now, he is guilty of colossally bad judgment in doing this and posting the thing, but and as you can tell, he's not he's definitely on the left-hand side of the bell curve. He is not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I don't want to give anybody the impression that he was, as you know, the source of this, or that he was spreading this around for salacious purposes. If he was, that didn't come out to me in the reports. I think that he's just a man who basically has no good judgment at all. And on the other hand, I don't think that he had a bad motive in doing
it. Well, that very well could be the case. And I've always tried to give those who don't afford us the same opportunities a fair shake. I would like to believe that he did it for the reason stated, that he did it because he wanted to try to find the person responsible for the sexual abuse. But nevertheless, do you not know any better than that, than to post and republish something like that? But I don't know if it's bigger than the story, but at least in terms of his interactions with us, I mean, just seeing him being interviewed there, that kind of language, that kind of filth, that coarseness, I mean, that's what we are subjected to in public and in private and in a multicultural America in general. And so, you know, I want justice to be served. Just because he's threatened us, just because he's been not a thorn in our side. I mean, local media is just too bit for me to even pay attention to. I mean, you know, when you're getting attacked by national news outlets and America's leading hate groups, I mean, you turn a blind eye. It just, what happens locally doesn't really affect us. But no, I want justice to be served. If he's innocent, I don't guess he's innocent of posting the pictures, and if that in and of itself is a crime, then I guess he'll have to do some sort of a sentence. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, one of our biggest critics, at least locally, Keith, is Well, he didn't have a good Thanksgiving. Much better than Angelina Jolie, I guess.
Yeah, it's a shame. And, you know, I guess I sympathize with him. You know, something like that is horrible. And all of us would like to see the people that actually did that brought to justice. And I think that's what Thaddeus Matthews wants, too. But on the other hand, you do not publish or republish something like that or use it on your blog.
All right, folks, 1 hour down, two to go, as you just heard. And we've got much more forthcoming. We're not even half done tonight, so stay tuned. James and Keith back with you in just a few minutes.
Little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit of the blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen.